I don't see what's unpresidential about Donald Trump. I mean, here's another thing he unnecessarily took heat for.
Autism has become an epidemic. The beautiful child went to have the vaccine and came back and a week later got a tremendous fever, got very, very sick, now is autistic.
Now, was that factual?
No.
But was it presidential? Depends where you come from.
Gambian President Yahya Jammeh says he can cure AIDS using herbs and bananas. He admits there will always be skeptics, but he says, quote, mine is not an argument, mine is a proof. It's a declaration. I can cure AIDS and I will.
That's right. That is right. The president of Gambia says he can cure AIDS with bananas. And I can also cure cancer using AIDS. If only I hadn't cured all that AIDS. Ah! A crazy thing to...
In the historic K-Don Studios in fabulous Las Vegas, the On the Air light is lit and the John Brislin Show is live.
Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the Seven Seals.
To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
And welcome, America, west of the Rockies to the Pacific Ocean, north to Canada, and south to our friends in old Mexico. This is the John Brislin Show, and thank you for spending part of your Saturday night. This Saturday, December 19th, only a few shopping days left till Christmas, 2015. And, there was a story that crossed my mind just a little while ago when I was in pre-show with producer Denise Marmeyer, the face on the other side of the glass. And it reminded me, when I was a little boy... Back in the day, and more years ago, it seems. Well, when I was in school, we were told stories of bad places, of evil places, of places you just didn't want to go to, these communist places. You know, the Cold War was pretty hot and heavy in the late 70s and early 80s, and They used to tell us stories about these little black cars, these funny-looking little stubby black cars that would pull up to somebody on the streets of Moscow, and these guys in these big black heavy coats would get out and just snatch somebody. They'd snatch you right up, and they'd dunk you into this car and speed off, and then that person would never be seen again. And, well, those stories... from communist Russia, you know, as you know, were true and still are to a certain extent. And those people would usually end up in some sort of Siberian work camp if they made it that far. And then they would be worked to death. To touch on history for a second, to the tune of about, well, the estimates go between 28 and 31 million people overall during the entire Cold War time. Thank you for that plan for Russia there, Mr. Stalin. That was great. And we were also told stories of when I was a little boy of how, well, if you want to travel to China, there's so many great things to see in China. You've got the Great Wall. You've got
smog.
There is the reality of smog, but there is also a lot of beautiful things there. And you know, we were told that if you go to China, then just assume that your phone calls are going to be listened to. Now, this is when the phone was connected by a wire to the wall and they had to literally tap it. They had to put, you know, well, we're not going to go into how to tap a phone, but, you know, just assume that if you are an American in China, that your telephone conversations are going to be listened to and you were going to be monitored
bugged in your hotel room, and that there could even be people following you and listening to your conversations in restaurants. It was just how it was. And that was the evils of the communist empire, of the communist philosophies. Now we fast forward to today, and I think about the world that my children are growing up in, and I realize that, well, with the Patriot Act, we have heard stories that are not even being denied in all cases, where our own government will suspend our rights under the Constitution, Sixth Amendment, Tenth Amendment, Fourth, First. The second one usually stands pretty strong because of various people supporting it. But the amendments, the constitutional rights can go out the window if, and here's what you have to write down on the essay when you're the government explaining why you're going to wipe away someone's rights. It's because it's for national security and we've got to protect the lives of Americans. That broad statement. Well, anyway, now what I tell my kids is if you are suspected of some sort of heinous act, just suspected of terrorism, then you can have a black vehicle pulling up next to you, taking you. Your Miranda rights are suspended. I can quote the cases where this happens, and it's not denied. Miranda rights are suspended. Your due process rights are suspended, all under the Patriot Act and the pursuit of national security and public safety. And, by the way, we know all too well that all of our communications are being listened to, recorded, stored, and we don't have to be guilty of anything. They're being stored just in case we ever do decide to get guilty of something. Then they can go in and review it. That's the plan. So the parallel that I started to think about is Russia was the evil empire when I was a boy. And one of the things that they said is you could be walking down the street and they would just snatch you like an alien, just snatch you up and you disappear and you never see your family again. Or if you said the wrong thing on a phone call that you thought was private when you were talking to your dad and they, you know, all of a sudden would come in your door, that they could just come in anytime they wanted to and just snatch you. And ladies and gentlemen, have we become that? Have we? You have to stop and really seriously think about it. Have we become that? When we look at post 9/11, what did we have? It was an act of terrorism. And was the act of terrorism, was the winning decisive battle of that, was it the destruction of the World Trade Center? Or the impact with the Pentagon or the lives lost? No, not really. Although that was horrible. Terrorism, by definition, is not simply a violent act, but it is the creation of the fear after the act. The fear, the daily fear of when is it going to happen to me again, the looking over your shoulder. If we give in to that kind of fear, then the act of terrorism was successful. We have San Bernardino that is now being declared, obviously, as I said last week, an act of terrorism. And we have a presidential debate where all of the discussion is to be about foreign policy, but instead of about foreign policy, because that's too complicated, and we citizens can't understand it, and not for nothing, neither can the candidates. Well, it all becomes, what are we going to do about terrorism? And do you know why? Because fear sells. Fear and anger are cousins and they sell. If you're a candidate and you want to run on why it is that we should have allegiances and agreements and what? Trade compacts and trade agreements, that's boring. But man, if you get all Hollywood blowing stuff up, killing people, then it bleeds, it leads. So I guess this is a long way of saying this. Yes, we are in a very dangerous time. And yes, these times, they are a-changing. We need to be aware of that, and we need to move fast, stay mobile, and change with the times. As far as it goes, in the area of defense and keeping our world safe, our bubble, our American world, all of us here in America, our children, our families, our friends, the people we care about. But we don't give away our freedoms. We don't give away those freedoms. We have to be very careful that we can maintain those things that make us American. Now, I want to quote something here. Terrorist acts can shake the foundations of our biggest buildings, but they cannot touch the foundation of America. That was George Bush, just in the shadow of the 9/11 attacks. More than half a century ago, when a nuclear-armed Soviet Union was staring us in the face and we were completely terrified, and remember the McCarthy era reactions, and we had an honest to God threat of all-out ballistic warfare. This is what was said in 1961 inaugural address by John F. Kennedy. Did he say, oh my God, we've got to go to war with them, we need to stop them? Here's what he said. Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty. Of liberty. Let's remember what that word's liberty, what that word means is liberty for us. For us, and the spread of liberty and the sharing of liberty around the world, but really, it means for us. He didn't say, let's go ballistic, let's go crazy, hair on fire, and let's try to tell the American people how they should be afraid. Be very, very afraid. Hillary Clinton was quoted in a speech about a week ago as saying, quote, it's okay to be afraid. No, it's not okay to be afraid. This is where, when Donald Trump stands up and says we need to get tough, this is where he misses the mark. Because when we need to get tough, it's when you have to stand up and do that which is hard to do. And it's to stand up and say, I will not act out of fear. I will act out of intelligence and smarts and protect myself and those that I care about. Not a reaction out of fear. We've seen that too many times. You want to go back in history and talk about all the reactions out of fear and the mistakes we made? I don't want to do that right now. You know it as well as I do. We need to keep our head on straight to avoid the fear. 1933, we all know this one. Remember Franklin Roosevelt? In a time when we were in economic hardship that was crushing. And don't kid yourself, we were not sure that this nation would survive it. We had never seen such an economic downturn that tore us apart. Tore us apart. And what did he say? The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror, which paralyzes needed efforts to convert retreat into advances. Fear the fear. We need to keep our head on straight. And we have candidates out there right now who are playing on our fears in order to get votes. We need to be smarter than that. This is not necessarily, it's just a call to arms. It is a call to smarts. And wait till you hear the smarts that they're lacking. There are some shocking things that you've seriously got to hear. I'm going to play some clips that will just make you say, oh my God, right here on the John Breslin Show, right after we come back from this quick break. Great comedy clip in about 90 seconds. Stay with me. Stay right where you are, you.
And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours the same thing.
John Brislin, making caffeine addiction look good.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
When you're ready to take the edge off a hectic day, I suggest you start with a little music from Franz Black.
I guess there's lots of ways to look at things that don't seem right.
No Worries has just been released on iTunes and Amazon.
It's gonna be all right.
You can find Franz Black and his music on his website, franzblack.com. FranzBlack.com.
It's gonna be all right.
What I'm trying to say is Donald Trump is presidential. He just happens to be running on the wrong continent. In fact, once you realize that Trump is basically the perfect African president, you start to notice the similarities everywhere, like the level of self-regard.
I say not in a braggadocious way. I've made billions and billions of dollars.
I made a tremendous amount of money. I'm really rich.
I have a great temperament.
They love me anyway. I don't have to do this.
I've done an amazing job.
I was born with a certain intellect. God helped me by giving me a certain brain.
I bet that's the one time that God's like, I don't need the praise. It's cool. That's you. That's you. I'm cool. Now, is that extraordinary level of bragging presidential? Well, let's ask a man who actually was president. Idi Amin, former president and best president of Uganda.
The people likes me very much. I am very popular. I am very powerful. I am the one who has got the money. I have got a very good brain.
I have a very good brain. And I know this because every time I ask people if I have a good brain, they say, of course, Mr. President. Now, please let my family go. You've already killed my sister. I think you've proved your point.
The John Brislin Show, your favorite political talk.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
Getting a restful night's sleep is important, and stress can keep you from getting the sleep that you need. I want to tell you about an amazing new app called Nighty Night Labs. This app is a great tool that will help you with deep relaxation and stress relief so you can get a good night's sleep. With over 230 soothing sounds, Nighty Night Labs will update regularly with new sounds each month for free. Some of the sounds you will find on the Nighty Night Labs app are kittens meowing and purring, deep footsteps in the snow, early morning sprinklers in spring, summer crickets gently chirping, ocean sounds, a flag gently flapping on a warm summer day, horse footsteps on a medieval cobblestone street, rain, thunderstorms, and many, many more. Nighty Night Labs have created for you some of the most relaxing and beautiful soundscapes that will soothe your soul and your mind. You can also mix and match sounds that will play simultaneously to create your own personal relaxation journey. Nighty Night Labs understand stress and have designed this app with the assistance of real sufferers of insomnia, anxiety, fibromyalgia, depression, and those who just want to relax. The Nighty Night Labs app is available on all devices. So look for it in the Google Play Store and Apple App Store. Nighty Night Labs, NITEYNYTE, and online at nightynightlabs.com.
Are you looking for the web's best psycho thriller film? Check out Lighthouse Lane. This amazing film will keep you on the edge of your seat with suspense. It promises to shock your mind. Winner of 5 LA Movie Awards, including Best Director and Best Experimental Picture. This film is available to watch right now at Amazon Prime, or grab your copy on the website at lighthouselane.info. This film is a must-see for everyone who is a thrill seeker. That's Lighthouse Lane, available at Amazon Prime or at lighthouselane.info. If you see just one film all year, this is the one to see. Lighthouse Lane, edgy, nightmarish, and surreal. Get your copy today.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Who's riding? John Revolina, well, who's that riding? John Revolina, well, who's that riding? John Revolina wrote the book of the seven
seals. Welcome back to the John Brislin Show. And we are talking about, whether or not we are giving up who we are to
in an effort to remain who we are. And right now, the most in-your-face example of that is the presidential candidates. Well, these are very serious times, and they call for very serious people. But the very serious people are taking the easy road and inflaming our fears when there is something to be scared of, but they are inflaming our fears the way a movie would inflame fears of spiders and of zombies and whatever it may be. They are inflaming those fears in order to sell tickets, and in this case, to sell or to get votes. Let's hear clip one.
Like all of you, I'm angry. I'm angry at what's happening to our nation. Citizens, it's time to take our country back.
Time to take our country back. This is a call to arms. We must. What the hell are you talking about, really? What does that mean? Take our country back? Is it? What do we do? I don't. What are the details? Well, you know who is a guy up for details? If you want details, this is the guy. Donald Trump. Clip two.
We need toughness. Our country is out of control.
Toughness. Our country is out of control. Well, that's exactly what I was thinking. I mean, it was, well, what the hell does that mean? What does this mean? What is he talking about? We need details. For the love of God, give us details. Clip three.
When you had the World Trade Center go, people were put into planes that were friends, family, girlfriends, and they were put into planes and they were sent back for the most part to Saudi Arabia. They knew what was going on. They went home and they wanted to watch their boyfriends on television.
Yes, yes, at last, for the love of God, at last, we have details. Thank you, Mr. Trump, for giving us details. Not true details, not based in logic, but they sound great. And that's what we care about. We don't care if the cereal is healthy. We just care if it tastes good. Yes. No, not really. Not for real. Because what is Donald Trump telling us? That, well, all of these hijackers had their family and girlfriends and they sent them back so that they could watch in proud excitement. Well, the comprehensive 9/11 report pretty much told us, in fact, not even pretty much, it told us that they had broken any ties with their family overseas and were, in fact, here by themselves. There were no families of the hijackers here in the United States, so that never happened. So as Trump goes on to say that we should start killing their families, well, that's just not for nothing but un-American. Killing their families? Why don't we just start chopping their thumbs off and try and just completely scrap the Constitution? That's what we need in a president. Somebody who thinks that that's legal. Clip four.
He's a chaos candidate, and he'd be a chaos president. He would not be the commander-in-chief we need to keep our country safe.
Jeb doesn't really believe I'm unhinged. He said that very simply because he has failed in this campaign. It's been a total disaster. Nobody cares.
That's it. What's your response? What are their response? The response is, well, let's just argue about it and insult. Let's insult people because if I can make people laugh, then that must mean I know what I'm talking about. These are serious times and we need serious people. There are things that are killing Americans. We are talking about killing people in other countries that are innocents. We are talking about killing people who have done nothing wrong. Ted Cruz is talking about carpet bombing the capital of ISIS because, well, that's where ISIS is. Oh, well, wait a second. But there are 300,000 innocent people there that are under the thumb of ISIS and they are oppressed and are essentially victims. But we're going to kill all of them with a carpet bombing, right? Oh, well, there are precision carpet bombing guided, as he said in the debate, by special forces. Special forces do not guide carpet. Carpet bombing is the opposite of guided attacks, of surgical strikes. It is the opposite. We need people who know what they are talking about, especially when it comes to this kind of thing. And if you're going to get on a presidential stage and start talking, don't be wrong. Next clip.
I was overseas when you made your comments about Muslims not coming in. I'm Canadian and I'm Muslim. I was a little scared it wouldn't happen. You don't really mean that, do you?
Now, let me just say, we have a problem. Everybody, we all know this. As you know, I have many great, great
Muslim friends. Yeah. These are amazing people. They're incredible people. They called me,
okay,
some of them.
Okay, cut that one there and go to clip six. Clip six is Chris
Christie. This is the difference between actually having been a federal prosecutor, actually doing something, and just spending your life as one of 100 debating it. Let's talk about how we do this, not about which bill each one of these guys likes more.
Finally.
American people don't care about that.
A show
of
strength.
I will tell you this. When I stand across from King Hussein of Jordan, I say to him, you have a friend again, sir, who will stand with you to fight this fight. He'll change his mind.
Yes, finally, a show of strength. If he stands across from King Hussein of Jordan, he's going to say, you've got a friend in me, Toy Story style, right? Well, these are serious times and we need serious candidates. And Chris Christie is definitely one of the he's one of them, except for the fact that King Hussein of Jordan died 16 years ago, and it would be really hard to stand across from him. These are serious times, and we need people who know what the hell they're talking about, not... They had a briefing 90 minutes before the debate, and they forgot the names of who they were briefed on. You want to talk about taking Americans to war so that thousands of Americans could potentially die? Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, Chris Christie, know what the hell you're talking about. This is the John Breslin Show. We're going to dig into these things and more and explain why I believe it's possible I'm checking with the FBI. I may actually be on a watch list now, and I'll tell you what that feels like right after this on the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are, you.
The John Breslin Show, your favorite political talk.
Dr. Carson.
Thank you, Wolf. Please join me for a moment of silence in remembrance of the San Bernardino victims.
Nicely played. Disguising nap time as a moment of silence.
You're asking for a moment of silence. We can barely hear you as it is. Why does he want to be silent?
Jeb Bush reprimanded Donald Trump last night and said you are not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency. But on the other hand...
They're rapists.
He's not a war hero.
You got to see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
Loser. Loser.
Loser.
Loser.
Total incompetent jerk. Nobody. He's not a leader.
A total lightweight.
There you go. Numbers don't lie.
John Breslin. Not always right, but never wrong.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Fista provides musicians with a music store to embed across websites and license their instrumentals for media projects and for vocalists. That's fistdub.com, FISTDUB.com. Are you tired of hearing the long list of side effects in pharmaceuticals? Nearly 60% of Americans, the highest ever, are taking prescription drugs. Time to try a more holistic approach. Millions of people are regaining control by discovering simple, effective solutions with essential oils. Used medicinally for thousands of years, essential oils support your natural healing system without side effects. Find health solutions at www.berxfree.com. That's BERXFREE.com. BERXFREE.com. Now, listen and get Zena Cantave. Zena Cantave is everything that I feel is available on iTunes, Google Music, Amazon, Tidal, Deezer, etc. Get Zena Cantave, the app. John Breslin Show. Welcome back.
We have a ton of stuff to talk about, and we're going to dig right through it. And because, you know, once you hear it, you are going to love me. In fact, everybody already loves me. Because why? Why do people love me? Because I'm a winner. That's one thing about me. I'm a winner. I never lose. I never lose. In fact, all the winners that are like me are lined up on the phones right now because the winners like to talk to winners. Thank you, all you winners on the phone lines waiting and being very, very patient with me. I appreciate that. And I'm going to get to you as quickly as I can. But there's something that I've just got to say. Being the winner that I am, you may have seen Monday's Review Journal and the cover story, which was a Muslim interfaith prayer vigil. And it was essentially the Muslims, it was in a mosque, and Muslims were coming together, the Muslims of Las Vegas, coming together and saying, we denounce terrorism. We as a community, we as an interfaith community, as a Muslim community, are just as much victims of all of this as anyone else. We are all, in fact, Americans, and terrorism affects us all equally, right? Well, if you saw that and you read the article, you saw me in the paper with my children. I was trying to teach my children the better lessons and what to think of all of these horrible acts, these acts of terrorism, these acts of violence, and trying to teach them what they should think about it in the days following acts like this. And I would remind everyone that there are things that we should be thinking, smart things. How do we prevent it? How do we stop it? What do we do? But they are not out of fear. If we act out of fear and we think out of fear and we start to lose ourselves and lose our constitution, then they have won. If you have, you go on online and read a little bit of what Osama bin Laden's philosophy and strategies were, and they were to get us to start fighting amongst ourselves and spread ourselves across the border in multiple conflicts in the Middle East until we had no strength left and it was death by a thousand paper cuts. That's what the strategy was. And if we give in to that, we start to lose, even if it feels like we're actually doing something because there's this flurry of activity. Now, let me hold off there. And when we come, I'm going to go to a couple calls and then I'll explain how being on the watch list feels. And hopefully I'm not on the watch list, but we're still figuring that out. Yeah, little teaser. Now, let's go to the phone lines. And down in San Diego, Jack on line one, you are on with John. Welcome, my friend.
You think you're on the no fly list?
Well, I'm trying to find out, to be honest. It has to do with, number one, my participation in a Muslim mosque, basically a peace rally condemning terrorism, and a few other things that I'll get to, some postings that I did that were linked to Pakistan, and not my linking, but other people in Pakistan started to link and share, and it became a little awkward. And then a thing that happened while I was in New York City, I'll get to in a minute, but that's me talking. What is your thought?
You gave a pretty good list of things, rights that we've lost at the beginning of your show. So we can add to that list, when you go to fly, the searches you have to go through, there's no probable cause for you to be searched. So there's a breach of your constitutional rights. If you get on the no-fly list, you do not have the opportunity to face your accuser. That's another constitutional right you have lost. In fact, we don't know who put you on the no-fly list. And we don't know how you get off the no-fly list. And now Obama's proposing that if you're on the no-fly list, you won't be able to buy a gun. You haven't been found guilty of anything.
Right.
And so if you can't buy a gun, well, there goes your Second Amendment rights.
Right. And I would want to mention something, given what I've been going through in the last couple of days, last week or so, I don't know. When we talk about this, when you and I, Jack, talk about this, and everyone listening and you and I start to feel like we're talking about terrorists. We're talking about the people are deserving of being on that watch list, that no-fly list, to having their right to bear arms taken away from them. But remember, out of 10 times, those constitutional rights are there to protect the innocent. I'm talking about innocent Americans who have done nothing and don't make the news when their rights are taken away from them. They're just, you know, authorities say, we're sorry, we made a mistake. We shouldn't have done this to you for 6 months. See you later. Have a nice day. Move on, citizen. And that's it.
John, I've heard estimates that there's anywhere between 700,000 and a million Americans on the no-fly list. So let's just say the lower figure. Let's say there's 700,000 United States citizens on the no-fly list. Surely we don't believe there's that many terrorists in the country. And if they were, shouldn't they be picked up? But in any event, it goes back to what I said. Nobody knows who puts you on the no-fly list. And there's thousands of people that are trying to get off of the no-fly list, but nobody really knows what the procedure is to get off the no-fly list.
You know, that's an interesting thing. I should try to get a hold of a couple FBI agents that I know at least a little bit and see if they'd be willing to come on the show and talk about what exactly is the process for putting someone on the no-fly.
Yes. Now, I wanted to mention, because you picked up on it, and I noticed it too, when Donald Trump was talking about going after the families of terrorists.
Right.
And he was referring to the hijackers and that their families knew. Well, as far as I know, none of the hijackers on 9/11 were married. And what he was conflating was what happened was, I believe it was a day or two after 9/11, President Bush allowed certain members of the Bin Laden
family, right, out of Boston,
to fly back to Saudi Arabia.
Yes, yes.
And that has nothing to do with the hijackers, so he doesn't really know what he's talking about half the time.
Yeah, you know, and that scares me. Sometimes when you see exactly the depth of which he does not know, it's a little bit unnerving. But I want to talk about what some ideas could be, what he should be talking about, and how we could ally with Saudi Arabia and actually maybe get something done, considering their recent moves. But that's going to have to be after the break. Jack, thanks very much for your call. You be safe down in San Diego.
All right, thanks. Good night.
All right, this is the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are, you. A lot coming up in the last quarter of the show. This is the John Breslin Show.
John Breslin. Polite conversation avoids politics and religion. Embrace bad manners.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN.
When you're ready to take the edge off a hectic day, I suggest you start with a little music from Franz Black.
I guess there's lots of ways to look at things that don't seem right.
No Worries has just been released on iTunes and Amazon.
It's gonna be all right.
You can find Franz Black and his music on his website, franzblack.com. FranzBlack.com.
It's gonna be all right.
He has sent an email to his supporters, and this is true, promising that as an early Christmas present, if you give Jeb Bush $25 now, you won't receive any more email requests for cash for the rest of the year. Yeah. It's a political strategy borrowed from the mob. Hey, this is a real nice inbox you got here. I would hate to see it get flooded over the holidays, if you know what I'm saying. Give me $25 and the problem goes away. I'm Jebby the Knuckles and I approve this message.
Wow. For only $25, Jeb Bush will leave you alone.
Poor Jeb. You gotta admit, it's a pretty good plot twist that I turned out to be the smart one.
John Breslin, with a head that big, he's got to know something.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbreslinshow.com.
Are you looking for the web's best psycho thriller film? Check out Lighthouse Lane. This amazing film will keep you on the edge of your seat with suspense. It promises to shock your mind. Winner of 5 LA Movie Awards, including Best Director and Best Experimental Picture. This film is available to watch right now at Amazon Prime, or grab your copy on the website at lighthouselane.info. This film is a must-see for everyone who is a thrill seeker. That's Lighthouse Lane, available at Amazon Prime or at lighthouselane.info. If you see just one film all year, this is the one to see. Lighthouse Lane. Edgy, nightmarish, and surreal. Get your copy today.
Getting a restful night's sleep is important, and stress can keep you from getting the sleep that you need. I want to tell you about an amazing new app called Nighty Night Labs. This app is a great tool that will help you with deep relaxation and stress relief so you can get a good night's sleep. With over 230 soothing sounds, Nighty Night Labs will update regularly with new sounds each month for free. Some of the sounds you will find on the Nighty Night Labs app are kittens meowing and purring, deep footsteps in the snow, early morning sprinklers in spring, summer crickets gently chirping, ocean sounds, a flag gently flapping on a warm summer day, horse footsteps on a medieval cobblestone street, rain, thunderstorms, and many, many more. Nighty Night Labs have created for you some of the most relaxing and beautiful soundscapes that will soothe your soul and your mind. You can also mix and match sounds that will play simultaneously to create your own personal relaxation journey. Nighty Night Labs understand stress and have designed this app with the assistance of real sufferers of insomnia, anxiety, fibromyalgia, depression, and those who just want to relax. The Nighty Night Labs app is available on all devices. So look for it in the Google Play Store and Apple App Store. Nighty Night Labs, NITEYNYTE, and online at nightynightlabs.com.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN.
Tell me who's the lady.
John the Revelator.
Tell me
who's the lady.
John the Revelator.
Who's the lady?
John the Revelator
wrote the book of seven seals.
Wow, you see, I'm singing to it. You can sing to it too. Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Do not let the fear stop you from singing John the Revelator. This is the John Breslin Show. Welcome back. A couple things I want to touch on very quickly so that I've still got time to finish up with some callers. One was said by Jack just before we went to commercial that Trump is saying some things that demonstrate exactly what he doesn't know. There is a thing called the nuclear triad, which is America's ability to launch a nuclear war from air, sea, air, and land. It is a common military theme. In fact, it is what the SEALs, the Navy SEALs, what the acronym stands for, sea, air, and land. All right. Now, it's an interesting thing that you have candidates up there on the stage that aren't able to understand what those simple concepts are, but they're talking about taking us to war. You know what? You don't need to be the smartest person in the world, but you need to be able to do more than build 7-Elevens and 70-story skyscrapers. You need to be able to understand what the military is, what a Purple Heart is, and what the triad is. Pretty simple, buddy. You need to know. Now, you also need to know what the watch list is and what the potential is for the watch list. Now, this is what has been happening to me, and I don't know exactly where it's going to lead, but it creates a certain fear in me that I shouldn't have to feel. But I do, because I no longer trust that my rights will be held safe, that due process will be extended to me. This is what happened. Number one, I participated in a peace rally, a Muslim and interfaith, but held at a mosque, peace rally here in Las Vegas. Number two, I started posting some things on Facebook, John Breslin Show, as a matter of fact, on Facebook, in case you want to go and become a friend. I started posting some things there about ideas that I thought were good and important facts that need to be known. And one of them was the fact that Saudi Arabia has been launching or trying to create an anti-terror campaign. That's an agreement right now. They have 34 member nations that are all coming together, all Arab, Sunni Arab nations that are coming together in an effort for Muslims to combat terrorism, to demonstrate to the world that Muslims do not support this kind of terrorist activity that we've seen in Paris and in San Bernardino. Remember how Americans have been saying for a long time that, well, we never see any Muslims standing up and doing anything but stomping on the American flag after these acts happen? That is not true anymore. And this Las Vegas Muslim peace rally that I was part of, and that was the front page on the Review Journal on Monday, that is to increase the knowledge and educate Americans that the Muslims are not all terrorists. And Donald Trump hopefully is listening to this. Now, something else is that the responses to the post that I made about the Saudi Arabian, the campaign, the anti-terrorist campaign, most of the responses were from Pakistan, were from Nigeria, and also from the Philippines. And they were saying some things, sometimes of peace and sometimes of questionable pictures of the Twin Towers falling and various things. Now, you combine that with the fact that I took a trip to New York City in July and I went to Central Park. And it starts to create a pattern. Wait, I didn't tell you the whole story on Central Park. When we left Central Park, we happened to pass by an embassy. An embassy, I have never in my life been to an embassy before. I wanted to go to the UN, and it wasn't on our path. I wasn't going to get to do it. So I thought I'll stop into an embassy and see what they have to say and what it's like. Well, we stopped in, and quite honestly, it was boring, and they didn't want me there. So we just said, okay, well, I guess thanks very much, and we left. It was the Pakistani embassy, and I didn't think anything of it because, hey, I'm an American citizen, and I can stop in and say hello, hey, how you doing, and leave, no big deal. But now, when you're starting to see that I am associating with Muslims, and I am posting things that potential terrorists are responding to in Pakistan and Nigeria and the Philippines, and I have visited the Pakistani embassy to the United States in New York City, and you start to draw these connections. Someone who wants to be a paranoid jerk can start to say that me and my family and my 4-year-old son and 8-year-old daughter, we're all spies. We're all just waiting to be radicalized, right? And now all of a sudden I'm on a watch list. I can't fly on a plane and I can't own a gun to defend myself. I can't do any of those things that are guaranteed to me by the Constitution because we're playing loosey-goosey with that most sacred granite of all things American, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. And we are forgetting that the Constitution is not to be messed with on a short-term basis. It is a 1,000-year document. And it is by design, it is made to move slowly. The Great Compromise was the bicameral legislature where Congress would be both Senate and House of Representatives. Senate 6 years to avoid any kind of trendy changes, and the House of Representatives to make sure that those trendy changes of the people are represented. It is the most basic of aspects of the Constitution. So, am I on the fly list? I shouldn't have to be scared, or I'm on the watch list, rather. I shouldn't have to be scared of it. Yet, I am. I am very worried that I am going to be attacked by my own country. And my rights will be suspended in the name of national security. And I am an innocent American like you. And if it can happen to me, it can happen to you. We need to be very careful when Donald Trump and anybody else on that presidential stage is talking about suspending the protections of the Constitution. Because when you live outside the law, you no longer are protected by the law. The Constitution is something important, and it's a 1,000-year document. Now, let's stop there. I'll go back to it if I can, but let's run through the calls. You pick them. Let's go to Brian. Brian, who's been waiting the longest and the most patient, you are on with John. Thank you, sir.
John, you've been all over the map tonight.
There's a lot to cover. There's a lot going on when these presidents are talking about 19 different things and none of them are very accurate. What's your thought?
Well, a point of correction with Chris Christie. You said that he mistakenly called the present King of Jordan,
yeah,
King Hussein. King Abdullah's full title is King Abdullah II bin al-Hussein. So technically he was correct. I could go through probably 4 or 5 others, but you don't have the time for me to correct you on those. So let's go to the burning question. Who are you supporting for president?
John Kasich, but unfortunately I don't think he's going to go the distance.
So you've changed from Hillary Clinton, then.
Have I changed from Hillary Clinton?
No, you have. One time you were on the air at KDON and said that you were thinking of supporting Hillary Clinton so that if she broke that glass ceiling, you'd be able to tell your, at that time she was 7-year-old daughter, 8-year-old, you're saying now, that, see, you could be president of the United States because Hillary Clinton has broken that glass ceiling. So I was just curious as to if you are still on those footings or you've changed. So John Kasich.
Did I say that? Yes, I did say that, because if I was a single issue voter, then that would be one single issue that I would care a lot about. Are you taking it out of context? Well, yeah, but I get what you're saying, I think. What's your point? What did you call to ask me?
That was my point. Who are you supporting as president? Because it appears as though you changed, and now you told me it was John Kasich.
All right, John Kasich. Well, I've got to leave it there. Brian, I sure appreciate the call, and let's go to World Citizen in Bay Area, San Francisco. You are on with John.
Yeah, thanks for letting me on, John. I just wondered if you had seen the Democratic debate tonight.
No, I was working. Sorry. Okay. I have to see it on TiVo. What were your thoughts?
Well, I think that Hillary Clinton ran away with it, but I think she's done that at every one of these debates, and I don't think there's anybody on the Republican side that can beat her. I really don't.
I would like to see somebody break out of the pack for sure, but right now they are not impressing me on several levels.
That lady is probably the worst thing the Republican Party has up there on the stage. I mean, the thing about Trump, though, is everything he says, his points go up. You know?
Yeah, you know, it's that's a mile wide and an inch deep. I think that will stop before it gets to be actually time to vote. Anyway, I've got to leave it there, my friend. Be safe. A quick point on King Hussein of Jordan. The common names that are used on these long titles is commonly understood. King Hussein has been dead for 16 years, and yes, his eldest son is King Abdullah. And does the end of it, after four other names, does it become Hussein? Yes, but nobody calls him that. And if you were sitting across from King Abdullah and called him King Hussein, the level of offense would be dramatic. This is the John Brislin Show, and now it is time to remember that America is advanced citizenship. You have got to want it bad, because it is going to put up a fight, and I'll be fighting for it. Oh, good night, America. Wherever you are.
Later wrote the book of seven seals.